You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Thank you, Charles. Charles Pyle, providing some greatly appreciated patience. And thanks also to the sheriff. It is at least 2 years since she last was on this program. Maybe she'll be back. I don't know. Maybe she won't be back. I have no idea. I do know that prior to the arrival of Jeremy, certainly, we had a lot of requests in to get her on, and it just they were never interested. But this time they were interested. Okay, good. Good. All right, well, you either heard it or you should hear it. If you are in the city of Richmond and you will be voting tomorrow for sheriff, I'm hoping you heard the conversation with Sheriff Irving, and I'm hoping you'll stick around till 5:35 when Bill Burnett is going to be here. Former Lieutenant Colonel for Sheriff Woody, who says, hey, she talks a lot, but there's not a lot being done. What was your sense of that, by the way? My sense was there was a lot of excuse making. And every time she said, I'm not trying to make excuses, it just sounded to me like she was trying to make excuses. Well, there's a lot of problems everywhere. Okay, well, that's fine, but you're running to be sheriff in the city. And the per capita death rate, while in the custody of the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, far exceeds your predecessor. And that's just the fact. That's math. And Lord knows I don't like math, and Lord knows I don't like numbers, but even I can crunch those numbers. And I did find it interesting, really interesting. Why the references to her predecessor? In other words, if you're brand new or you're running against the incumbent, then you say, hey, take a look at what has happened. But if you've been there for 8 years, this is yours now, right? If you have been, sheriff in Chesterfield County for 8 years, do you talk about your predecessor? I have never heard Carl Leonard talk about what had happened and try and pawn it off in that way. I just haven't heard it. I haven't heard Dave Hines make that argument up here in Hanover. And even though the sheriff says, well, these things happen everywhere. The problem, once again, is you are running to be sheriff in the city. And I do not hear, I do not read, I do not see news accounts of inmate deaths in the Chesterfield County Jail or the Henrico County jails. Right? They got two of them. Or at Pamunkey. And despite what the sheriff said, well, they don't make news. Of course they would make news. Make no mistake about that. An inmate death, wherever it might be, would absolutely positively be guaranteed to be part of a newscast, would be part of a news report. I'm just telling you that flat here. Anyway, you tell me what you thought, all right? James River Air text line open and available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I also am still asking you, and it may sound weird, but are you a better husband or a better father? Because I got a couple of cards yesterday. And on one of them was this thing that said, oh, yeah, best father ever. And I thought, well, that's not true. Maybe your best father, but certainly not the best father, not even close. I mean, Friday, I was with the governor. I was with the governor and the first lady at the executive mansion as they were celebrating fathers, right? It's Fatherhood Week in our beloved Commonwealth, thanks to Governor Youngkin. And I looked around and I talked with some of these guys and I'm thinking, man, these guys are incredible. These really are like the fathers of the year. So anyway, yesterday I get the cards and they're all very nice. I got a total of four. Got one from Heidi that said, well, you know, when people tell me what a great husband you have and what a great father he is, I say, oh, yes, I picked him out myself. And I thought, well, that's very funny. Thank you. Maybe laugh, maybe chuckle. Good. And then there was a Chihuahua related one. And no, I don't think I'm a dog father because there is no such thing unless you actually have four paws, a tail and fur. But, you know, I am Pixie's favorite human, and for Charlie, I'm pretty good. So that made me laugh, and then I looked at the ones from the kids. Now, obviously, Julia's not going to pick out a card or sign anything, but somebody signed for Julia, which I loved. Harry had one. Joe put Julia on his. And one of them actually did say, best father. And I thought, no. And then I really, really, really had to
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South, but for our new season we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Well, give myself a grade. I said, you know, as far as being a father, I give myself a C. At best, a C at best. However, as a husband, rock solid A minus. I am a really good, I'm an excellent husband. I'm a pretty okay father. Oh, geez. If I'm grading myself, should I do this for Heidi? Well, I did. I didn't tell her about it, so please, this is just between us, but I graded her. And I thought, well, as a mother, Heidi, A plus. Nobody better. However, in the wife category, now that she's not a bad wife. Not by a long shot. But not A plus. I had her at a C. You know what? Let me amend that. Let me say a B minus. I'm grading on a curve, just a slight curve. But I would give her a B minus. But I am curious to know how you would grade yourself. If you want to be honest, James River Air text line is available to you, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Also, what did you take from the conversation with the sheriff? Sheriff Antoinette Irving. I got a lot of people who are weighing in right now, doing their own analysis. Again, James River Air text line is where you hit me up, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.